From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad, boys and girls. Dubridin, Akosamaj, how are you? Have a good day. And all sorts of things like that. I was going to practice some Welsh, but I'm not very good at that. This is Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains, which are still covered in nice little snippets of snow. There's still some up there. And it's really hot today. I am melting as much as I will. It's probably good for my waistline. Across the other side of the pond, which is getting even more stagnated as everybody's decrying disaster in Europe, it is none other than in the middle of the UK, Mr. Lee Banks.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I don't know, really. It's one of those days where you don't know if you've woken up or you're still in bed or you're dead. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, well, that's cool. I can live with that.
I tell you what, I did a bit of research earlier, though.
Did you?
And did you know that the Flintstones are not shown in any of the Arab Emirate countries?
Yeah, that's been a while for that now, I think. It's quite weird.
You just ruined my punchline. You just ruined my punchline. You were supposed to be quiet. And then I would go, yes. But Abu Dhabi do.
Uh-huh.
It'd have been funny if you hadn't talked over it.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, if you're just joining us for the first time, as I'm sure lots will be this week, Postcard...
They'll know that I am the unfunny one.
Postcard from Pop Brad is a sideways look at the news weekly on your radio set or iPhone via audio boot or various other systems. So we'll say hello to some of the guys in a mo. And we like to interact with you. This week, interaction has been phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Interaction goes a long way.
It does. Oh, dear. So there you go, boys and girls. That's what we're up to. This is Postcard from Pop Brad. You can catch us on Facebook and many other things. Hi to the guys at Talk Radio X and Replay. And, of course, the wonderful guys on RTI.fm, which you must remember that address because something very important is about to happen today. I've got to say a couple of hellos first on here. We've got to say hello to Martin, Ash, Veronica, Liam, Petra, Ross, Freddie, Colin, Hannah, Kadka, Jackie. Shall I keep going?
Yeah, just keep going, man.
No, they want the news, and lots of others. Oh, right. Well, that's nothing new there, then, is it? And you've got a couple of messages over your side, haven't you?
I have. Do you want me to read them?
Yes, please.
Well, we have one from the Duke, who's becoming a regular contributor to the show in his messages.
Yes.
This is actually just revealing a private conversation we had on Skype.
Right.
And it's actually addressed to you. It says, Lee's told me he's lost his list. It should be even funnier then.
If anybody outside in radio land can make any sense of that whatsoever, answers on a postcard too. No.
Let's do another one, yeah. Another competition, yeah.
Right.
Then we've got one from Naomi.
Right.
You know who Naomi is, don't you?
Yes, Naomi has the party down in London for a postcard
she's
from Pop Brad.
She's our party girl.
Yes.
She's lovely. Anyway, her message says, very simply and very tersely, You are a pair of numpties.
Uh-huh.
But I love you all the same.
Well, I have to say I resemble that remark.
And I resemble it too. We did that last week, but we'll do it again because it's quite funny, isn't it? I resemble that remark.
Anyway, we won't mention her age this week at all.
No, Naomi, we're not talking about it. No. You've lied about being 25. You're actually 48.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, looking very good.
Absolutely. More about the messages and why they're so... There are literally thousands of them this week, and I really appreciate all of those. First off, we're going to pop into the news. This is something that I've been since... I think it was somewhere around the turn of the century. Gosh, that's a horrible thing to say, isn't it?
What, the 20th century?
The turn of the century, like the year 2000. Ooh.
I know we've become those old Victorians that you see in sepia photographs.
No.
We're now the equivalent. We lived through the turn of a century.
Oh, dear.
That's terrifying.
That's scary. Anyway, I've been banging on about this since the turn of the century because there's been loads of research done by the European Union talking about that which is trusted in the media. There's been so many different reports about, you know, who trusts what, this isn't right, that isn't right, and da-da-da-da. But there's been one small characteristic that has run through, the theme has been the same all over Europe. And yesterday, I couldn't, it was like me winning. Boys and girls, I love radio, as so many of you will know. This was like winning the lottery for me, or the lotto, depending on where you live, because yesterday it went universal, as far as I'm concerned. Radio is the most trusted source in the UK, beating both TV, the internet, and newspapers. Yay!
Absolutely brilliant and perfectly true. I would back that to the hilt.
Now, this was a report that came out from the UK regulator, which is called Ofcom, and it found 66% of people considered radio to be more reliable and accurate compared with the likes of the internet, which they actually had 58%. 66% said that radio's good. 58% said online content's good. 54% said television. And newspapers, sit still, boys, only 34% of the UK that were in this research actually trusted newspapers.
Yeah, but the thing is, newspapers have a bad press.
That's the best joke I've heard in years.
No, I agree with you. I think radio is relevant. Mm-hmm. Telly is tyranny. The internet is just unreliable and run by perverts and idiots. Newspapers really have a bad press at the moment. They really do have a bad press. We are the most professional news gatherers. We are the best news presenters. Mm-hmm. But radio has an integrity which everything else doesn't quite have, and yeah. That's why I love radio. That's why I am proud to now be in radio a little bit because of you.
Oh, thank you, blimey. Anyway, this survey was done.
That was a lie.
This was a survey of people over 16 years of age, and it was done last year. And one of the things that came through, you mentioned the internet. Only 3 in 10 adults rated websites as reliable and accurate. And I have to say that's wrong. I disagree. Wrong. I think if you say to somebody, is the BBC website reliable and accurate? Most people would say it is. If it is, you go to ericsdodginews.com.org.net, it would be quite acceptable for people to say, well, I don't think that's very accurate. And I think that would be fairly.
Well, yeah, I agree. You know, here's a slight example, or a small example. I looked up, right, just because I have this really interesting life, I looked up the meaning of Gaga.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on the internet, I looked it up. I got one site said Gaga means senile and doddering, which I think is a bit of an insult to Our Lady.
Yes.
Oh, and another site said it means infatuated and excited. Well, the two opposites of the internet gave me either. It's not a trustable source of information. Or it will be. Right. The problem is the internet's taking over the world.
Right.
It's taking over everything, and it's cannibalising it, and it's destroying it. Radio has, like I say, has an integrity to it. It might not always live up to it, but it's like an English gentleman. It appears to do what it says it's going to do.
Okay, jolly hockey sticks and all that stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, well, okay, well, we can do the vote here, because one was negative, about Gaga. One was negative, yeah. One was positive. Then if we bring in Freddie Mercury, because, of course, he said, Radio Gaga, you've still got to have your finest hour, then that's a positive, so Gaga wins.
But it means radio senile and doddering.
No, it doesn't. It means radio's youthful and what...
Infatuated and exciting.
Yes. Do you know what really annoys me? Well, that's true. I'll come to that in a minute. I was discussing this in various radio forums last night, and what astonishes me, and it just drives me...
I was discussing it in a threesome.
What really annoys me is, you know, I don't mind admitting, boys and girls, that I was born in 19... and therefore I'm over 50, And I'm quite proud of being over 50 because it's a medical science miracle that I made it this far.
It sits with me as well, actually. You know how old we are between us?
No, don't.
I've just worked it
don't,
out.
Don't.
I am doing it. I am doing it.
No.
112.
Thank you. The truth is, in the mid-60s, there was a craze in the UK because the entire broadcast media was controlled by the state. It was like living in Russia, exactly the same thing. So what some smart people did is they put boats, you know, big trawlers, like fishing trawlers, in the middle of the North, well, not the middle, just to the side of the middle of the North Sea, and they put radio stations on them. But I was a teenager then. They were the most fantastic things. You know, old.
The Russians did?
No, we did. The UK.
You said the Russians.
No, you. Stop it. Don't confuse me. I'm confused enough as it is. So anyway, what you had, in summary, was this rebellious teen group of people fighting for, you know, new things, new technology. Because bearing in mind, In the early 60s, to have a transistor radio, as it was called then, that fitted inside your pocket was, you know, groundbreaking technology. It was amazing.
Yeah,
phenomenal. So, apart from when they used to get borrowed by the school because you left the things on and you forgot when you went into the assembly, but that's not
they used
sort
to
of
take them off you, didn't they?
Yeah, no.
You couldn't have them back till the end of term.
Oh, what a miserable lot that was.
That was just rubbish.
Oh. Anyway, so you've got this rebellious group. Now, today, in 2010, this same group of people are talking just like the peers of the 60s. They go, oh, we don't want any change with this. We don't want to do that. We like it the way it is now. You are. Old people annoy me.
Immensely. Can you do the rest of the show in that voice? I like that voice.
Thank you very much indeed. Back to the research, he says, before he gets completely annoyed with it. One thing, my point was, if the bosses of radio do not broadcast their programmes where the young people are now, in a few years' time, radio won't be respected, won't be trusted, won't be accurate, because nobody will be listening to it.
Well, that is the danger. And the thing is, actually, radio is a really good educational tool. You've got to accept, right, that telly is a mind-numbing commercialism.
And it's hard.
That's all television is.
No, you're rightly. If you want to educate people, just envisage you're living 150 kilometres, just over 100 miles, from nowhere in the middle of Africa, try and get a telly signal. But you can still.
Well, yeah.
The funny thing is, you can probably get an internet signal there better than you get a telly signal.
And you get the telly on the internet, so that's killed that argument.
Yeah. But not everybody can do that. But radio can still get there. Digital radio can get there. It's annoying.
Oh, don't start on digital radio. Yeah. I'm not having digital radio. That is despicable. That is something that was foisted upon the public by a crazed government.
Lee?
Yes, dear?
Lee, this is digital.
Yes, what is?
This radio is digital.
Are we on digital?
Yes.
I love digital. Well done, Gordon Brown, for taking all the anabolic steroid radios off the air.
Oh, excuse me, boys and girls. Well, in different parts of the world, we are on analog as well. But that's another story. Anyway.
Analog. I said anabolic steroid.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure everybody knew what I meant.
Right. Apparently, social networking sites, back to the survey we started with, such as Facebook, were among the most popular websites, with 35% of the respondents regularly using the internet to keep in touch with their friends and family via them, which makes absolute enormous sense to me. And what it's saying is that somebody in the UK has actually asked somebody who's told the flipping truth. And that is what's making the big difference, that people are now communicating a different way, but they're not actually necessarily. And think about what I just said, Lee. People use Facebook a lot.
Yeah.
It's a website.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, I agree.
To
I
use
think it's
to,
very dangerous, though.
Well, there is that to it. But to use it in the way they do means that they are trusting of it. Therefore, some parts of the internet are very much a trusted medium. So you have to be a bit careful with this sort of survey work, boys and girls.
Yeah, but
because
the thing is, you've got to accept that I don't know how many friends I've got on Facebook, but, you know, well in excess of 1,000. I've never had 1,000 friends in my life. But now I've got 1,000 friends. And, you know, the problem is, it's not being friends. you know, you don't communicate with everybody on a daily basis.
No, of course you don't.
Like a round robin. It's an element, you know, like Andy Warhol went on about 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Facebook gives you that sense of fame, like you're somebody special. You're not. Yeah. You're some jerk who's sitting in your bedroom.
You know, no, I don't sit in my bedroom with... Have you ever... I have sat in the bedroom with Facebook. That's when I was sick once. Yes.
I also sit in my bedroom with Facebook.
No, when I was... That's what it was. When I was in hospital a couple of years ago, I actually took my laptop in, much to everybody's disgust, and I kept myself busy by chatting to people on Facebook. And do you know what? It made me feel good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I chat with a lot of people on Facebook. What I'm saying is, people now
will
use
you
Facebook...
Stop the phone ringing.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Should I go and answer it? Should I go and answer it?
No. 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 Anyway.
Well, I can't do both. I can't stop it ringing and ignore it.
Well, you're a man. I understand that. Which we're coming on to a minute.
Multitasking. I have to think the two things at once. You're quite right.
And then, of course, to add insult to injury for Lee this week, his boss, namely his partner, turned the telly off.
Well, it wasn't quite like that, actually. It was, you know, I've got this £1,000 telly. That is like, does everything. It'll do anything you ask that telly to do, it will do.
Make a cup of tea?
It'll do that. It'll take the dog for a walk. It'll snuggle up with your missus. It'll do anything. It'll do anything. Anyway, I was dusting it, right? Because I do care, because £1,000 for a telly is a lot of dosh.
Yeah.
And I was just dusting it like that, doing a little bit of dusting. I got one of those feather boa things that you do.
Right, get on with it.
I was just telling you. And it suddenly went off. It just went off like that in front of me.
Right.
Well, I tell you, honestly, have you ever tried to live without a telly? That's how bad telly is. It was hell. It was like a bereavement. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know who to speak to. I didn't know what to do. 8 hours of abject despair without my telly.
So basically what you're saying is you messed up the television. You had to wait 8 hours for your partner to come back so she could switch it back on for you.
She plugged the aerial back in the back. <of the door>. I don't think it's funny.
I think that's hysterical. Oh, dear. Before we move on to our next story, boys and girls, I know a lot of you have been waiting for this, so here we go. Today is the very special day where RTI goes gaga with Lady Gaga, exclusive to RTI listeners from Nokia. Now, make sure, this is what you've got to do, okay? This is what you've got to do. For a chance to win a trip for you and a friend to go to the Big Apple, that's New York City, to see Lady Gaga perform live, what you got to do is toddle off to www.rti.fm, where not only will you get a chance to win these tickets for three, it's a 3-day thing, with Lady Gaga, or to see Lady Gaga, you will also get a chance to get celebrity gossip free from Nokia. What can I tell you? This is the deal. I'll remind you of it. And a lot of people have said, what's the question, Eric? Tell us the question. There is no, to make it really, really fair for everybody, there is no question. It's like in a hat. Your name's going to an electronic hat when you put your details in. So everybody gets a chance. You don't have to be clever with 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or even Gaga music itself. You can just put your name in, and that's the beauty of it. So what you've got to do, go to www.rti.fm. You will see the picture of Gaga there. It is beautiful. There's a whole big banner there. All you've got to do is click on it. It doesn't matter. It won't stop the program. Everything will carry on as normal. We've tested it. And you can put your name in to the draw for you and a friend to go to the Big Apple, New York City, to see Lady Gaga perform live. Not only that, you can also get some free gossip stuff from the celebs from our friends Nokia. What more do you want? Don't forget, tell your friends, www.rti.fm for the big Gaga competition on RTI. Don't miss it. You're not going to miss it, are you, Lee?
I'm not missing anything. I will be here. I'm just upset that I can't enter.
Well, you can't.
Because to spend 3 days in New York with Lady Gaga.
Ooh, well, not,
well, might not be with
not,
her.
Not exactly with her, you understand.
You're with her in spirit.
Well, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So don't forget,
and
boys and girls,
worshipping you from afar.
She's a very nice... Actually, we've got a really fabulous story about Gaga. I know it's been in some of the outlets this particular week. But
there's a couple of stories about her.
Yeah, there is, actually. Really good. She's but first
lovely.
Off... let's go.
I've been her.
First of all, let's go to Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, because right. I want you to picture this, right? It's great. Three muggers in Australia. How would
Eric,
they... Yes.
Where's this story?
Just underneath your television on the script.
Oh, right.
Oh, Lordy
it's dear. Not on my list. I'll carry on. I'll just bust it. Carry on.
I've sent it to you.
You haven't. Anyway, we can't have a tiff on the air.
We are going to have a tiff now. Because I did send it to you.
I am absolutely appalled that you treat me in such an unprofessional manner as to spring something like this on me. Out of the blue.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so you got a picture of the scene. Now, there's three muggers in Australia. This was in Sydney. And what they were doing, they were attacking a German medical exchange student, which is bang out of order in the first place. But then, as they're attacking this guy, some pupils in a school noticed what was going on, which I thought was really good. And since then, the police have actually arrested two men, charged them with robbery, and are looking with a third. And what they made the mistake of, dear listener, was this. They were outside a ninja school. So what happened was, they started to beat up this poor German guy, and a bunch of ninja warriors all came running out of the school after him. And the master, and I'm sorry for your name, sir, Kalen Soto, said, we just ran outside and started running and yelling at him and everything. And no surprises, the muggers... Yeah, right, got no strength whatsoever. Turned round and ran because they saw these guys in black ninja uniforms, five of them, running, and the master said, the men just bolted. I'm sure they would.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you, if there's a load of big turtle chasing you?
Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Soto said, they just picked on the wrong spot. Didn't they just, eh?
God. Oh, you sounded just like John Wayne then. Do that again.
No, I'm not going to take it. But I say to them, serves you right. I've been getting locked up and throwing the keys away. That is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Anybody who jumps on somebody outside, just off the road, because why would you want his iPhone? I mugged him to give him mine.
Well... Stop it. Anyway, as we go towards the break, this is where you can have your little discussion in the break, boys and girls, as we head towards this. There was a great comedy programme many years ago on the British television, and one of the phrases, and I can't remember where it came from, but I'm sure Lee will, the guy used to go, you little liar.
Yeah.
What was the programme?
That was Thing. That was, yeah.
Yes.
Little liar.
It was him, wasn't it? Anyway.
It was him. Anyway, I bet everybody knows now.
I can't believe this has been done, but this is great publicity, so well done to the... This is research from the Science Museum. The Science Museum in London.
The science behind life, yeah.
And they have carried out a survey which says men are more likely to tell lies than women and feel less guilty about it.
Well, that's right, because I think we have more to lie about. I don't think we do. I thought that for a long time, but I think women are just as duplicitous as men.
So anyway, I could do more on the research in a minute. But the big point is the top 10 lies from both men and women.
Yeah.
So we'll do a rundown.
Okay.
With the girls first, I think. In at number 10, it's just what I've always wanted. At number 9, no, I didn't throw it away. Never heard that before. Number 8, I've had this for ages. Yeah, right. Number 7, I'm on my way. Uh-huh. Number 6, it was in the sale. Pink elephants flying. Number 5, I've got a headache. Stop it, Lee. Don't say it.
I've not mentioned a thing. You told me to keep quiet, so I'm keeping quiet.
Number 4, I didn't have that much to drink. That goes for both. Number 3, it wasn't that expensive. Number 2, I don't know where it is. I haven't touched it. Sounds familiar. And number 1, nothing wrong. I'm fine.
That's the worst one, isn't it?
Because
you just know that's not
because
true.
Men can't understand. We just can't understand that, girls. It doesn't make any sense to us.
I don't understand women, full stop. That's why you lie to them, isn't it?
Well, apparently this is what we say to girls, Lee. which is a bit more worrying. In at number 10.
Let's count and see how many we've actually used.
Right. It's just what I've always wanted.
Yep.
Yep. You've lost weight.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Sorry I missed your call.
Absolutely.
Careful, Lee. Careful. Because if Andrea's listening to this, you're dead.
Yeah, well, I know. I will hold my hands up.
From the men.
Never said this one.
Number seven from the men. No, your bum doesn't look big in that.
No.
Well controlled.
Out of it.
Yeah. Number six, I'm stuck in traffic.
Yep.
Number five, I'm on my way.
I have said that.
Yes.
I've not been on my way.
Number four, it wasn't that expensive. True.
Well, no, I probably haven't because I don't spend much money on anything.
All right. Number three, I had no signal. Yeah, well, yeah, that's normal in your house.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Nothing works in your house. Number two, nothing wrong, I'm fine.
I've never said that.
And number one, if you don't agree to the number one from men, Mr. Banks, I'm going to say, you little liar. Because, and number one, from the men, said to the girls, I didn't have that much to drink.
I have to say that I back that up by saying at 11:30 last night, I said exactly that before I fell over.
Apparently, in a poll of 3,000 people, researchers found the average British man tells three lies a day. That's the equivalent to 1,092 a year.
And if we were X-rated, I could tell you what those three lies were.
Probably. However, the average woman appears more honest, lying just 728 times. I think that's a lie.
Yeah. They're just better liars than men. That's why they get away with it.
No, I think what they do is they add on the bit at the end where, you don't understand me. At which point
we... they've always got the ace card, haven't they?
Yeah.
The woman's always got the ace card. No matter what you do, no matter how you think you're winning, they will just turn round and floor you.
I'll tell you what, this is bad though, Lee. This is bad.
Which one?
25% of men say they've lied to their mum. But only 20% of women.
I'm just trying to think, have I ever lied to my mother? Yeah, of course you haven't. We've all lied to our mothers.
Of course
we
have. Yeah.
Again, if we were X-rated, we could explain
No. It's like when you were going to school. Are you up yet, Eric? Yeah. And you go, yes, you pick your shoes up, you go, dum, 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 dum. See, Mum, I'm walking about. Yeah.
My lie was I was going to school.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that 84% of people think it's okay to lie. My word.
He's gone to lie. Is lying just a flight of imagination and fancy, or is lying a heinous crime?
Lee, if this research is right, everything you've ever said about politicians is rubbish. Yeah.
Why?
Because people think it's all right to lie.
Well, actually, yeah, because that is a political lie. Diana Abbott, right, has said she's joining the Labour leadership race. Well, I can tell you, she hasn't run since the last time she heard a dinner bell.
Stop it. Bless her. But that's really weird, because if we accept that people do lie and we don't seem to care about it, then you can't blame anybody else for lying, do you?
There is an old adage within newspapers, and I know I'm going to get shot down by saying this, but it's true. The adage is very simply... Why use the truth when a good lie will do?
Absolutely. On the happy note, boys and girls, we'll leave part one of Postcard from Poprad. We'll be back in part two. Just to remind you, you've got to go to www.rti.fm to be in with a chance. If you don't do it, you can't complain about it. There you can enter a draw. There's no competition to go gaga with RTI. You could win a trip for two people, three nights, in the Big Apple to see Lady Gaga perform live, and it's up to you now. If you don't win, there's still a benefit. You can get a free celebrity gossip sheet from Nokia as well. Marvellous. Don't go away. Don't forget that address. www.rti.fm. As this week, we start RTI as it goes gaga.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.